Take a look. Well, it wasn't on fire, but it was vibrating like crazy. After shutting it down, I pulled the front cover off and looked in. Of all things, the hamster we were keeping for some friends had escaped and found its way to the basement and into the squirrel cage fan of the furnace. Now that's interesting. A hamster in a squirrel cage fan. Maybe it just wanted to exercise. Well, anyway, about that time, the furnace kicked in, giving the hamster the ride of its life and throwing the whole thing out of balance. When I pulled it out, it tried to bite me. A ride like that would make anybody cranky, and along with being unfriendly, it couldn't walk straight. All it could do was go round and round. The moral of that story? If you get into things you shouldn't, you're just going to end up going in circles. I mean, that's all there's to it. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
It's time for the Deafblind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program, Friday, February 7th, 2025. Wednesday, after the program, I just had a sense, I pray about everything, and I had a sense that I should go ahead and replay programs for Thursday. So I went ahead and put in the Wednesday programs to replay yesterday, which they didn't. And I talked to the office manager, and all through the evening, Wednesday night, into the morning, Thursday, all the way into Thursday morning, system on America's Freedom Network, perfect. 3 seconds into, about 3 seconds, oh, 2 minutes into the program, there was about a 3 second, oh, you had a little, a few words, and the system went down, had a short in the board, just when the program was about to begin. Could it be Satan? Could it be demonic? And for the Christian audience that understand the spiritual world, things aren't accidental. There's no such thing as accident. And so the programs didn't air, the Alex Jones program, both hours. They had to take the board in, have the fried component changed out, and the board is running perfectly. There is another world out there. It's a satanic world with witchcraft. Bill Clinton, he's going to be impeached. Monica Lewinsky, this poor individual. I really feel for her. Coming under the power of a pervert. It's well known. They have to go to Haiti, get the chief witch doctor, Haitian witch doctor, to perform ritual sacrifice, which Bill was enamored with the proceedings. Why would they do that if witchcraft wasn't real? Why would they do that if it's just a myth? Every human being, everyone, according to the Bible, experiences the occult world in their lives. Everyone knows. Everyone, they see things, they hear things, they watch things move in the night, go bump in the night. Every human being. The mind, in their mind, they dismiss it. But deep in their heart, deep within the conscience or the reasoning, they know there is something invisible that is at play. So then, Bill Clinton, he does get impeached, but he isn't removed from office. So just at just when the program begins, Do I think this can be just coincidental? No. I don't believe in coincidences. My dad told me that people get hurt, things happen because of they're stupid. You don't put your hand into a moving fan. You don't put a nail into a hot socket. You don't jump out of a car at 80 miles an hour. That's not an accident. Stupidity. An accident is you're walking down the road, minding your own business, and a meteor falls from out of the heavens and hits you on the head and kills you. That's an accident. Everything else, what's happening in this country with, again, the attempt, the plan to remove Donald Trump as president is not an accident. It is a strategy. And it's not a strategy of good people with a conscience. It's a strategy of people who worship Satan, that are in secret societies. Donald Trump is in a spiritual war. And he is going, these people in the occult, they will remove him. You don't believe me? Just wait. He's going to be in this position for a short time. But he is going to be removed by these people that had that serve Lucifer. They're going to remove him. So that this audience, you will know the power that the devil has in the world. This is his kingdom. This is his cosmos. We are in a system that is ruled by the devil internationally, not just in America. But this kingdom of the devil is going to become the kingdom of Christ, God the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, in less than, I'm thinking, 9 years. At the most. So that's why I wasn't able to replay yesterday's program, because the board just so happened to, a component was fried just as the program began. I'll be back. Present truth is this present truth. This is the present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said
Blade
he stopped. Would build his
clinically
church
proven
the gates
to stop
of hell
bleeding in seconds. From minor
join me
cuts
on Sundays
to large bleeding wounds.
For the tear open and the package and pour directly into the wound.
Apply direct pressure.
Here we go again.
Stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to bleed stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Light like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
I'm telling you, I don't like it. But it's okay. All things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. Out of Hal Turner Radio Show, Trump orders halt to every single media contract. Every single media contract. After the revelations of the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, This organization has been funneling millions to media outlets around the world. Trump ordered termination of every single media contract. Everybody knows about this, but I'm emphasizing it. These are the deep state that people don't believe in. They won't accept that there is a deep state. Politico, BBC News, Bloomberg, USAID funding over 6,200 journalists across 707 media outlets, 279 media NGOs. There's no such thing. It does not exist. An NGO, non-governmental organization. There is no such thing. Don't believe this. There is no such thing as a non-governmental organization. These are NGGOs, non-government government organizations, which include 90% of the reportage out of Ukraine. All of the lying media. I read C Media where Russia is losing the war, losing the battles. Thousands and thousands of Russian troops being murdered, killed every day in war. This is the lie of the media in Ukraine. Also out of Hal Turner Radio Show, guess what else has happened since the USAID is being defunded? Chemtrails all are stopped after USAID shutdown. Skies are clear. More than a few people, more than a few people are taking to social media to report clear skies. I was out yesterday. I couldn't believe how beautiful, how clear the skies were. And today, skies are clear also. No chemtrails, but I can see the next rad. And they're hitting the clouds that are in the air with microwave. I can see that, but I don't see chemtrails. No chemtrails visible anywhere for days. In a brief social media video below, one guy is fascinated that there are actually clear skies above his house. He said he hasn't seen a sky without chemtrails for years. And all of a sudden, no chemtrails. I'm going to jump internationally. The United States readies a new $1 billion arms sale to Israel as Netanyahu arrives in Washington. This infuriates many people, but I've stated years ago, I'll continue to state, the United States will never stop funding Israel. Whether it be Trump, Biden, Obama, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., Clinton, Carter, Obama to come, there will never, ever be a time when the United States doesn't support Israel. Eventually, the coming government after Donald Trump, post-Trump government, will invade Israel. We, America, we will control what occurs in Israel. Donald Trump doesn't realize right now, in a sense, he's making these crazy statements. We're taking back the Panama Canal. He's baiting. We are going to rebuild Gaza, take over Greenland. He doesn't realize what he's doing concerning Gaza. We are going to invest in that area, but Trump doesn't know that he is setting up the next, his replacement. He is, without understanding and knowing the Bible, he is setting up what will happen when Barack Obama resumes power. He's setting this all up for Obama. By getting a foothold in Israel, Western Israel, Southwest, this is setting up the scenario for America's involvement and occupation of Israel in the future. Donald Trump doesn't realize what he's doing. He's bringing in a golden age. He will. But he's not going to bring in the millennial kingdom. That will be done by Christ himself. The Wall Street Journal broke the story on Monday. The planned weapon sales include 4,700 1,000-pound bombs. And I'm going to give you an insight. Those of you who hate Israel, that are anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, you can't stop what God says is going to happen in the Bible. Israel is going to be security in the Gaza Strip. It's her property, her land, her inheritance by God. Israel is going to also be given an additional acreage to the tune of the whole nation of Jordan. All of Jordan is going to be Israel's in less than 2 years. Maybe this year. First thing Israel is going to do is take out all of the hatred and terrorists out of Syria in Damascus. Trump doesn't know what he's doing. And God does blind the kings or the presidents, and he does put things in their mind so they move a direction. He did it with Obama. He did it with Clinton. He did it with Reagan. God did this with both of the Bushes. God did it with Clinton. And they didn't know it. Jimmy Carter didn't know that what he would do, he would set in motion a relationship with Israel. Carter wasn't tender to Israel. But eventually, he brings about the Camp David peace talks with Anwar Sadat. Sadat is in the Bible of Egypt, and stopped the conflict between Egypt and Israel. You see, Egypt is God's family too. And they're not to have conflict any longer, even though presently Egypt is sending troops to the border. El-Sisi of Egypt, he's probably going to end up opening the gates to allow these Palestinians who are not Palestinians. The Egyptians in the Gaza Strip will return to Egypt. Nobody wants them. They don't want peace over there. They want a two-state solution, because two-state solution means there will be continued resistance, terrorist acts, conflict in the nation of Jordan. I'm sorry, in the nation of Israel. And there's money to be made. It's about money. It's about the Arab nations prospering, profiting. If the Palestinian people are removed from Israel, there will be no Arab control over Israel. It will be done. They'll have no... those in the Arab nations that hate Israel, they have the adversary within these people. So they're going to get 4,700 1,000-pound bombs. That means Israel is continuing the conflict. Bulldozers worth more than $300 million to continue to level the land. It's in the Bible. People can rant, scream, throw dirt in the air, shout, stop cars in the streets. It doesn't matter. Israel is going to continue. New arms requests, which would be paid for, President Trump on Tuesday, has already occurred, to discuss a ceasefire in Gaza. There will be a ceasefire temporarily, but Israel will go in and continue. The Hamas terrorists, the violent terrorists, will not cease. You can't negotiate with a rattlesnake. You can't negotiate with Gila monsters. You can't negotiate with the hatred of these people toward Israel. There's no negotiation. The Saudi Arabia knows it. Qatar, the UAE, Egypt, the young King Hussein of Jordan knows it. The presidents, the rulers of Lebanon, they know it. In Syria, the Russians know it. The Chinese know it. The English. There is no negotiating with these terrorists. Trump knows it. The new president of Mexico, she knows it. But the American people don't get it. Those young people that are protesting, they don't understand. You cannot negotiate with these people. They've been radicalized from birth. They will stay, for the most part, radicalized until death. This is why the Arab countries don't want them. There's no compromising. No compromise with this hatred. What will take care of it is when Christ returns, Christ will end it. Not until then. Okay. Well, the board shorted out yesterday, and the system seems to be in lockdown again. Do I believe in accidents? I don't. Do I believe that this technology can fail? All the time. Do I believe that there can be demons involved? I do. I'm a pastor. I'm a minister. I'm a chaplain. I understand these things. I'm a Bible teacher. I understand the invisible world down the rabbit hole. And everybody has an experience of things down that rabbit hole that manifest, that come into this world and move things. I have a friend. He and some buddies went out partying when he was about 18, 19. He told me the story. And they pick up a couple of girls. They go out to into the country, nice summer evening, to a lake, having a few beers. These two girls are from Boulder, Colorado, and they get into the topic of witchcraft and spells, things of that nature. The buddy said, "Well, I don't believe in that." And these two girls laugh, says, "Well, tell you what, can we put a spell on you?" And he said, "Well, yeah." He said, "It's not going to work." And they looked at each other and laughed. Next thing he knows, it's like 2 in the morning. They're gone. Everybody's gone. He's in the car alone. So about 5 hours have just disappeared. Well, he went home. His dad was up, 2:30, waiting for him to get home. And he walked into the kitchen. His dad said, "Where have you been?" He says, "Well, I went with some friends out to the lake to have a few beers." And he goes, "Well, why? What happened?" He says, "I fell asleep." He goes, "What do you mean you fell asleep?" He said, "Well, actually, there were these two girls told me that they had the power to cast spells on you, on a person. And I didn't believe it, and I told them I don't believe it. They asked me if they could cast a spell on me, and I said, okay, go ahead. You can try it." And next thing I know, I woke up. The dad looked at him and said, "Listen, don't you ever go out with those girls again. Whoever they are, don't ever go anywhere with them." He had a good taste of reality. Now, I'm going to go on with these articles. No one is going to stop Israel from destroying Damascus, enlarging their real estate into Jordan, occupying Gaza, ending the conflict of the terrorists temporarily in the region. No one's going to stop it. Israel is going to continue this campaign, and they're going to be successful. Christian people that don't know the prophecy of Psalm 83, you better read it. It's a complete, intricate prophecy about all of the ancient families of Israel that have always caused Israel grief. And the nations that are not Jewish or from the Jewish lineage or from the relatives of Israel, that are just the nations that have been hostile to Israel for 3,700 years, 33,000. All these nations are being punished by God at the same time. And it could only happen when we had the technology so that there would be real-time reporting of the events in the Middle East. The prophecy couldn't be fulfilled. It began October 7th, 2023. 2023. Because now we have the technology, social media, every kind of way to report. Television, we have drones in the air, we have satellite, you have the Hamas news network reporting what's going on, and all of the Hamas news affiliates like NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, BBC, etc., 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 on and on and on. These people in these news agencies are doing God's work by reporting in real time what is happening and how Israel is removing those who hate Israel and hate God and sending them into their eternal future. Psalm 83 says that there was a prayer by the prophetic musician, Asaph, and he said, Lord, let these soldiers basically die in the field and let their leaders die in the open so the whole world watches. Yahya Sinwar, al-Baghdadi, years earlier, Haniyeh, just exactly what the prayer Asaph prayed. May the bodies of those who hate you die in the fields. May the rulers be shamed openly so the whole world can see the judgment upon their head. We viewed it. We're watching it. It's still going to happen. So the Netanyahu, he's the first leader, world leader, to meet with President Trump since the election. Of all the other administrations, generally these presidents would invite foreign leaders. But this time, Donald Trump, the first foreign leader invited to the White House, Benjamin Netanyahu. So on Tuesday, what was discussed is preserving the Gaza ceasefire, which has ended. Potential deal to finally receive Israeli-Saudi relations to raise it from the dead. Moving forward with an $8 billion in arms transfer. This is just the first billion of an $8 billion arm transfer. Israel must win and will win this conflict. Okay. Then another article. You know, I wanted to wait for this article, but I'm going to go with these. You know, Elon Musk has hired what they call the Musk nerds, these young people. They are hated already. He puts them to work. And here's what happens. There's a verse in the Bible that says that out of the mouth of babes shall praise be perfected. Little children can praise God more perfectly than anybody because they don't have a lot of interference upstairs. Out of the mouth of babes shall every word be established, shall there be perfect praise. And these young men, these are the top gun tech people in America. These are truly the top gun techs. And they're exposing Pocahontas, Schumer, Mitch McConnell, the Rhinos, everyone. Musk puts them in the offices of the Treasury Department. So I'm going to read to you what's going on. All right. I'll begin. These Doge employees. There's a guy by the name of Jared May. He's definitely radical. Boston University staff member makes a social media post saying these Doge employees are wanted, dead or alive. May he go to jail. And our employees whose mission was just beyond astonishingly revealed. 2 a.m., January 21st, 2025. Treasury's basement. Fluorescent lights hummed above four young coders. Their screens cast blue light across the government-issued desks, illuminating energy drink cans and agency badges. Their algorithms crawled through decades of payment data. One number kept growing. 17 billion in redundant programs. And continuing to count. This wasn't a hack. This wasn't a breach. This was authorized disruption. While career bureaucrats prepared orientation packets and welcome memos, Doge team was already deep inside the payment systems. No committees, no approvals, no red tape. Just four coders with unprecedented access and algorithms ready to run. The beautiful thing about the payment system, quote, noted a transition official watching their screens, end of quote, is that these payment systems don't lie. You can spend policy all day long, but money leaves a trail. That trail led to staggering discoveries. Programs marked as independent revealed coordinated funding streams. Grants labeled as humanitarian aid showed curious detours through the complex networks. Black budgets, once shrouded in secrecy, began to unravel under algorithmic security. By 6 a.m., 4 hours later, Treasury's career officials began arriving for work. Guess what? They found systems they thought impenetrable already mapped. These career criminals, the systems they thought impenetrable, they were already mapped. Networks they believed hidden, already exposed. Power structures built over decades revealed in hours. 4 hours. Their traditional defenses, slow-walking decisions, leaking damaged stories, stonewalling requests, proved useless against an opponent moving faster than their systems could react. By the time they drafted their first memo objecting to this breach, three more systems had already been mapped. Pull this thread, quote, a senior official warned, watching patterns emerge across Doge's screens. Pull this thread and the whole sweater unravels. He wasn't wrong, but he misunderstood something crucial. That was exactly the point. This wasn't just another transaction. This wasn't just another reform effort. This was the start of something unprecedented, a revolution powered by preparation, presidential will, and technological precision. The storm arrived, and Treasury was just the beginning. These are the new Mavericks, the Top Gun tech Mavericks in America. Red Bull, blue screens. They don't necessarily care to date. They don't have time for dating. There's no one to date. They don't know if they're going to date a woman or a man. They don't know if they're going to date a hard far-left liberal who will transition their children and mutilate their children should they have children. In our proximity, where I live, we're watching young children, males turn to homosexuals, becoming effeminate. The children unhappy. One thing that used to make the friends that I grew up with, we loved the baseball, a bat, and we didn't even need gloves. We just go hit the ball. And the girls, they loved to play hopscotch. They loved to do these, you know, cheerleading things. Most of them would never be cheerleaders, but they would at least go do their cheerleading. I'm trying to remember. Some of the guys, we used to kind of think it was funny, but we'd do it too. What was it called? I can't even remember the cheers. Girls were girls, guys were guys. The guys, we smelled like sweat. That's why we had to go swim once in a while. We're not going to stop and take a shower in the middle of the day while the sun's out. No way. The girls, they were always dressed, you know, back then they still wore dresses. They didn't wear pants or whatever it is they wear today or the tights. And they smelled nice. We had a treehouse. We go hang out in the treehouse in a cow pasture. Jump out of the tree onto a cow pie. Well, wipe the foot off and head on out to do the next fun thing for the day. Go down and get a 7-Up, bag of peanuts. And we didn't smell good. So we'd ride our bikes. We lived in Longmont, Colorado. We'd hop on our bikes, go up to Meadow Park and Lyons, jump in the water, swim for a couple of hours, get hungry, hightail it back, pull over, eat a bunch of green apples off of a tree. That was our meal for the day. These kids, these new Top Gun Maverick tech nerds, they're the men. These guys, I don't think there's any girls. They're the men. These are the men. They're taking apart the criminal syndicate of Pocahontas and all these thieves. I'm totally behind them. 100%. Christ said nothing will be hidden. Nothing will be hidden. Everything that they're doing, all the money that they've taken, it's who they are. And I used Pocahontas, William Warren. I use her as an example. She is a self-righteous do-gooder. It's the people. And Bernie Sanders, it's about the people. No, it's not. It's about them. She tries to play this role where she is 100%. Her hands are clean. She's a squeaky clean, righteous. Individual who believes that there must be justice. And Donald Trump and his picks for the cabinet, these are the criminals. While there, the criminals are interviewing the people that are returning the country to the American people. Okay, another article. Going back to Israel briefly. We will support Israel. We are going to continue to give them what they need to take care of this first round of conflicts. Right now, America, nations of the world, don't want to get involved. They don't want their armies in there. There is a caliphate that is coming into existence in Syria. And this caliphate has a gravitational pull and is pulling all of these other terrorist organizations into its sphere of influence. The plan? Get everyone ready for one final assault against Israel. The Jewish people, Netanyahu, they're aware of it. They have eyes in all these countries. But this new Al-Jilani was his name, Muhammad Al-Jilani. It's Shirah, I think it is called now. He's morphed from carrying an AK-47 or whatever it is he carries with grenades, a butcher. He's taken a shower and put on a suit, and now he's doing diplomatic duties with Syria out of Damascus and Saudi Arabia. He needs Saudi Arabia wealth. We know why he's there. He's a beggar, just like Zelensky. He's a nobody, but he's the best choice for the job for the UAE, for Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Turkey. He's the best choice right now. So they put him in position, and the terrorist groups in the surrounding areas, they know, they're fully aware of his deep, deep hatred to the marrow, to the deep in the bone, his hatred for Israel as a nation and the Jewish people as a people, and they respect him because of that. Turkey put him in. Turkey funded him. Turkey's punishment is coming shortly. This is what's developing over in the Middle East. In this country, the continued hatred of Donald Trump. Well, Trump has done more in what now? Less than 2 weeks? Than Biden did his whole life. Biden, well, I shouldn't say Biden in his whole life. There wasn't anything honorable that he ever did. He is a family. As a family, the Biden family, they're all totally corrupt. And see, American people can't grasp 150 million dollars, $50 million, $1 billion. We can't grasp that. Overall, the great percentage of the American people, let's say 95%, they don't understand, they can't grasp $1 million. It doesn't compute. Now, you give them five, they can understand 5,000. The brain has to be patterned to manage wealth. There's a talk of a global reset where people that don't have much will all of a sudden have quite a bit. It will ruin them. It will destroy them. You give somebody that has a goat, one goat, to take care of, and all of a sudden the neighbors each give him five goats, and pretty soon he has 50. He won't know what to do with it. He's got to learn how to handle 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 goats. He can handle one. Money's the same way. Cattle. Power. Money will destroy. And right now, there are many Christian people who may get access to great wealth. And it's going to destroy them. It will destroy their walk with Christ. They won't need Christ. They'll forget him. Because their wealth is what they will depend on. And we're going into the coming years of the coming Antichrist. And they think their wealth is going to protect them from a godless society. They are mistaken. Totally mistaken. Okay. Well, my system is locked up, so I'm going to continue. So we want minutes. There's quite a bit to cover. And now that I have the time to cover it all, I'm being put on the test. Well, let me present this matter of Panama out of China Diplomacy, their article out of Asia. China respects Panama's canal management. Foreign minister on Panama's denial of U.S. free passage claim. China says, now remember, in China, just like the U.S., there are two societies in China. They all may be Chinese. It's like in America, the globalists consider themselves to be Americans, though they hate America. You have in China the CCP. Then you have the labor force in China that is being given direction on what to do every day, morning to night. China, as always, respects Panama's sovereignty over the canal. Don't believe it. And recognizes it as permanently neutral international waterway. This is why China wants it. Don't believe it. The CCP, they want control. And the Prime Minister of Panama is saying that